Hello to all of you guys. Welcome back to Neptune's Boy for part 3 and 4. This chapter follows Neptune's awakening into his home world. Part 3, Adventure. Some people believe the environment we are born into shows us different aspects of nature, and bringing those ideas together should complete the whole puzzle of life. Neptune spent the next year wandering the planet, discovering its mysteries. From the dimensional fog mazes, where after being exposed to them, he miraculously gained the aptitude to hop through parallel time spaces and create them with his mind, giving him an ability similar to that of teleportation. Though at the time he could travel only short distances, this quirk was quite helpful when exploring the world. Through his adventures, he one day spotted an oasis. It had no trees nor any peculiar warmth. Nevertheless, it was the home of the upside-down lakes that were said to have been created when the planet itself was being brought into existence. It contained the properties of awakening in a chosen few, the power of control over water and its derivatives. With this new skill, he also visited the planet's icy core, and at this point, that was where he discovered that the planet could communicate with him. His curiosity knew no bounds. He knew that the planet was very happy that he was here, and that they would even become connected. The planet always took care of Neptune. It fed him. It even taught him how to fly. Since the world was primarily clouded, Neptune would bounce from one place to another. He was never lost. Neptune's body had grown accustomed to the planet, so he never got cold. He would eat clouds like candy, and when he was thirsty, he would drink water. He never felt alone because he knew that life is everywhere, even if they're too small to see. And so, because of his presence, bacteria and cellular beings began to form, and in a matter of short time, creatures began to sprout, and frozen seas became land. The world once known as lifeless was no more. Part 4, Meeting. Life is a design of magical events that can only be perceived as the law of nature. Matter is the crystallization of hope from nothingness. It is the idea that nothing cannot exist without life. The most memorable encounter of Neptune's story, one he would never forget, was the day the planet received a visit. It was someone looking for a 6-year-old boy. The visitor was trying to find somewhere to land as he hovered on a spacecraft. And then from a distance, he saw and shouted, "Young boy," he said, "my name is Churchill. I have traveled the universe looking for the one destined to help me and my people. I think I finally found you." Neptune was somehow able to comprehend him, and after hearing someone's voice for the first time, he replied, "I am Neptune, and welcome to my world." He was amazed and happy to have met someone new, but he was also confused and did not understand what he meant by helping him. After introducing themselves, Churchill told him, "In my world, there is a tale and a prophecy of a boy who will one day fly from an icy planet and save us from a new sun forming too close to our world. He would freeze it over, and by doing so, saving every living being on our planet." This tale was passed down from generation to generation, becoming a folk tale and songs along the way. Neptune was courageous, but he never once thought about leaving his home, nor fathomed the idea of freezing over his son. So the question states, would you go to an unknown world to save its people? If you would love to show your support, please follow and subscribe.